It was a pivotal moment in the second presidential debate.
I want to make sure we get that for the record, because it took the president 14 days before he called the attack in Benghazi an act of terror.
Get the transcript.
He did, in fact, sir. So let me call it an act of terror.
Can you say that a little louder, Candy?
He did call it an act of terror. It did as well take 2 weeks or so for the whole idea of there being a riot out there about this tape.
It's sort of surrealistic, though, to have Candy Crowley with us this morning, CNN's chief political correspondent and anchor of State of the Union. Candy, what was it like doing that, much less listening back now a few days later to, you know, those people who are looking at it and asking questions of what you did?
At the time, it didn't strike me. I honestly thought when I came off, because you know that people are going to criticize you for something. I thought coming off that people would criticize me for not interfering enough, for not reining them in enough. Because there were times when the debate was going, when they were well over their time, that I thought, well, the debate's going and it's interesting. And, you know, so I thought that would be it. So I was kind of not expecting that, because I had remembered the speech he gave in the Rose Garden. I was sure of that. And what I was trying to do really was move the conversation along, because we were running out of time.
Right.
So I wanted to get off the debate about who said what when to what, and as you heard at the end, to what Romney was getting at, which was, you know, it took a long time for them to say actually there wasn't a riot and there wasn't a this wasn't about the tape, etc. So that was my kind of intent. So I doing it didn't really come in at the kind of DEFCON level it did to a lot of people.
Well, we've heard a lot from other people of how they thought you did. How do you think you did?
I am the world's worst critic. I look back and I think that, you know, there are a bunch of things I wish I'd had a little better control of the timing. I wish I'd gotten more questions. I think we thought we'd get to 12. I think we got to 11. I wanted to get to 15. There are a lot of things I think when I go back, and I must say I haven't watched it. And I always come up with things when I watch something. If I watch a show later, I come up with. So I haven't watched it yet. I did sleep all day yesterday. So sooner or later, I'll get around to it, and I know I'll find 100 things I think, darn, I should have done this or that or the other.
Now, Candy, I have heard so many people describe themselves as, I'm Candy's friend, and they don't say your name right.
I know.
What is this? What's so hard about Crowley?
I don't know. I think on the East Coast, first of all, it's my married name. And so I remember when I first got married and people would say Crowley, Crowley, Crowley. And I'd correct them. And I remember my husband saying, you know what, they do it all the time. I just answer to anything. So I kind of am like that, too.
Well, no rest for the weary. We've got State of the Union coming up on Sunday. What do you got going on?
Well, you know, we have another debate coming up, and so we wanted to look
we
at
heard that.
The foreign policy debate, Bob Schieffer, who you guys talk to all the time as well, and we're going to have Newt Gingrich and Bill Richardson, the former New Mexico Democratic governor, also ran for president, maybe have a little pre-debate debate with them. We're also going to talk about Virginia and who's going to win Virginia with Senator Warner and former Congressman Tom Davis.
Now, listen, even though we get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, we were glued to you doing the debate.
Aww.
All the way through.
Well, thank you very much. We'd like those viewers all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you would. Candy Crowley with us from CNN. Thanks, Candy. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.